Shabbat Shalom again. Here we are. Again on the Sabbath. Let me start this. Does a countdown. I'll shrink that. And I'll put up this. I'm not on Power Talk?
No, it's right there. Put it on. It's right there in front of you. There you go.
There I am. Okay. Let me start the
circle.
I did that. I gotta put the study up.
You got them both
wrong? Well, Shabbat Shalom again. Here we are, One of Messiah congregation. That's Gehar Chaba Mashiach. Just a little piece of the Israel of God, Adat Yisrael, and today's the Sabbath. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading. Heavenly Father, we ask you to come down today and be in the midst of us, Lord and God. Bless this reading in Yeshua's name. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the fear of God. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you. We keep your holy days and your feasts. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to even know about them. Bless this day. Bless everyone here. Heal everyone. Strengthen everyone. And be with everyone. We give you the praise and honor today, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen. There's my website. There's my phone number. And there's my email in case you need to talk to me. We're at Forest Crossing Boulevard today. Franklin. Today is October 4th, 2025. God's calendar is Ha'etanim 11. Wow, getting close to the feast. Today's topic, seven other Sabbaths besides the weekly seventh-day Sabbath. I want to just go over that with everybody again. I thought we were going to have some guests today, but we never know. There are seven other holy days which are treated like a Sabbath. No work, no buying and selling. And no buying and selling. I will again explain some words. The holy convocation, Mikra Kodesh. A Mikra is a convoking, a reading, calling together, sacred assembly. You see all that right there, Mikra. It's a public meeting. That's why we're here today in the public. And there it is right there. There's all the words that it means. Something called out to God. Amen. And Kodesh obviously means to God. Apartness, holiness to God, sacredness to God, separateness to God, right? It's all to God. Leviticus 23. The first month has two extra Sabbaths in it. Wow. So the first month. Hamatzot. There it is right there. 15th day. In the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no civil work therein. There's the first Sabbath right there. The second one is right here. But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation. You shall do no civil work therein. That's the 21st day. Yeah, there it is, right there. There's two in the first month. The third month has one extra Sabbath. Feast of Weeks, Hag Shavuot, always on a Sunday, too. So there's always two Sabbaths in a row there. And then we have, and you shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be a holy convocation unto you. This is the third Sabbath. Ye shall do no civil work therein. It shall be a statue forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. Amen. And then we have the seventh month has four Sabbaths. Wow. That's where we're at right now. Ha'etanim. We did the memorial blowing the trumpets, first day. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying in the seventh month, In the first day of the month you shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. So there's the first extra Sabbath. And you're not supposed to do any work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. Amen. Then we have the Day of Atonement, which we did yesterday. That's the 10th day of Ha'egonim.
It's the 5th extra Sabbath.
Also on the 5th, that's the 5th Sabbath.
Extra.
Also on the 10th day of the 7th month, there shall be a Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you. And you shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. That's the 5th Sabbath. And again, you don't do any work, and that selfsame day for it is a Day of Atonement, to make an atonement for you before Jehovah your God. Amen. This is pretty scary. Whatsoever soul would be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. That's severed. Yeah, not good. Whatsoever soul would be that does any work in the same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. Wow. If you do no manner of work, it shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. Just think, most of the world don't even know anything about these things, huh? It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest unto you. You shall afflict your souls in the 9th day, which we did, of the month at even. From even to even, you shall celebrate your Sabbath. Amen. We did that. And here we have the Feast of Tabernacles coming up. The 6th Sabbath, on the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no civil work. It's the 15th day of Ha'etanim. Here's the 7th extra Sabbath. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. On the 8th day shall be a holy convocation unto you. We'll be here for that day. And you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. It's a solemn assembly. And you shall do no civil work therein. That's the 22nd day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And that's a 7 extra Sabbath. So you figure some Seventh-day Adventists might keep the Sabbath, but they don't know anything about these 7 extra Sabbaths. And some, we met some Seventh-day Adventists through our life, and they all believe something different, you know. But we found is that 7 extra Sabbaths. Here's the complete chapter of Leviticus 23. You can see the 7 other Sabbaths in context, okay? I'll read it to you. Leviticus 23. Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feasts of Jehovah, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations. Even these are my feasts, God says. Most of the world don't even have any idea of that. Just think it out. They're all in sin out there. Then he goes right into the Sabbath. He goes right into the Sabbath. 6 days shall work be done, but the 7th day is a Sabbath of rest, a Shabbat Shabbaton, a holy convocation, a Mikra Kodesh. You shall do no work therein. It's a Sabbath of Jehovah in all your dwellings. Wherever you dwell, has to be Sabbath consciousness going on. These are the feasts of Jehovah, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. And that's really important. We don't do them when we feel like it or when it's convenient. We do it in God's seasons. That's what we do. In the 14th day of the first month at even is Jehovah's Passover. Wow. On the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto Jehovah. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. And I enjoy that. The first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no civil work therein. That's right. But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah 7 days. In the 7th day is a holy convocation. You shall do no civil work therein. So the first day and the 7th day, where they are.
First and last.
Yeah. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give you unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before Jehovah to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it. That's right. And you shall offer that day when you wave the sheaf of the he-lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto Jehovah. This is what they used to do. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2 tenth deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto Jehovah for a sweet savor. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of a hin. And you shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the selfsame day that you have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Amen. And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath, you shall number 50 days. 7 sevens are 49, and 1 plus 1 is 50. And ye shall offer a new meat offering unto Jehovah. And ye shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2 tenth deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. Wow. They are the first fruits unto Jehovah. We've done that from a few number of times. You shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto Jehovah with their meat offering and their drink offering, even an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto Jehovah. Then you shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offerings. Wow. The priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before Jehovah. With the 2 lambs, they shall be holy to Jehovah for the priest. Amen. And you shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it shall be a holy convocation unto you. You shall do no work, shall do no civil work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. Just think, the whole world don't know nothing about this, right? And when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not make a clean riddance of the corners of thy field when you reap, neither shall you gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am Jehovah your God. Amen. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the 7th month, which is this month, in the 1st day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath, a memorial blowing the trumpets, a holy convocation. We did that yesterday, right? No, excuse me. That was yesterday was the Day of Atonement. This is the 1st day of the 7th month, right? And you shall do no civil work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, also on the 10th day, that's what we did yesterday, of the 7th month, there shall be a Day of Atonement. Amen. There shall be a holy convocation unto you. You shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. And we didn't do any work in the selfsame day, for it's a Day of Atonement, to make an atonement for you before Jehovah your God. Why would you do that? That would be ridiculous. Whatsoever so it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people, right? Yeah, whatsoever soul it be that doth any work in the selfsame day, that same soul I destroy from among his people. Wow. God says this so many times, you should do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. Amen. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, a Shabbat Shabbaton. You shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even. From even to even shall you celebrate your Sabbath. We did that. Verse 33 says, Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of the seventh month shall be unto you the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto Jehovah. We're going to be doing that soon. Just think, the first day shall be a holy convocation. The first day of the Feast of Tabernacles is a holy convocation. You should do no civil work therein, the first day. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah, and on the 8th day shall be a holy convocation unto you. That's the 22nd day. You shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. It's a solemn assembly. It said it. And you shall do no civil work therein. These are the feasts of Jehovah, which the world has no idea. The world's getting ready to do all pagan stuff, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah, a burnt offering, and a meat offering, a sacrifice, and drink offerings, everything upon his day. That's what they used to do. And this is beside the Sabbaths of Jehovah, and beside your gifts, and beside your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings which you give unto Jehovah. Amen. Also, in the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto Jehovah 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath. There it is again. What else you got to do? And you shall take unto you the first day. This is on the Sabbath too. On the first day, you should take the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, boughs of thick trees, willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before Jehovah your God 7 days. Amen. We're going to do that again. And you shall keep it a feast unto Jehovah 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. So that means you have to know God's calendar, which we're going to go over too. Most people don't even know God has his own calendar. Everybody's using the Judaism calendar and other calendars, but we're going to go over that. We're going to dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born, we're going to dwell in booths. We're all Israel, joined Israel. Amen. That your generations may know that I made them, the children of Israel, to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Jehovah your God. Amen. And there's none else. There's no God beside him. Amen. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the Feast of Jehovah. And we all know it here, but most people never heard of the Feast of Jehovah. Did you ever hear of the Feast of Jehovah a long time ago?
No.
No. Because you didn't read the Bible. Now here's what we use for God's calendar. We use it from Scripture. The first month is Ha'aviv, or Nisan. And there it is right there. It's called Abib in English. That's Exodus 13:4. The second month is Ziph. It's called Ziph in the Bible, not Iyar, like Judaism states. I bet you some people have Iyar on their stupid, crazy calendars. Iyar. There's no such thing. The third month is Sivan, Esther 8:9. The fourth month has no name, but Judaism made up one called Tammuz. They made up a name Tammuz, and that's a false god in the Bible, which is definitely satanic. So, but it has no name. The fifth month has no name. Again, Judaism made up a name Av, which you can't find in the Bible. Okay. The sixth month is Elu, the name of the sixth month. And you can verify that by these two verses here. Elul seems like it's the name of the sixth month by these two verses. Nehemiah 6:15. So when the wall was finished in the 20th and 50th day of the month Elul, in the 52 days, that's one verse. And Nehemiah 7. So the priests and the Levites and the porters and the singers and some of the people and the Nephinims and all Israel dwelt in their cities, and when the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. So obviously this is the next chapter, seventh month, so it has Elul's the sixth month, right? Pretty simple. And then the seventh month of God is not called Tishrei. That's ridiculous, again, by Judaism. A lot of people are using Tishrei, but it's Ha'etanim. That's 1 Kings 8:2. That's where we're at right now. And then we got the eighth month is called Bul in the Bible. That's 1 Kings 8:38. It's not called Cheshvan or Ma Cheshvan. It's all made up again in Judaism. A lot of people have these on their stupid calendars. The ninth month is Kislev. That's Zechariah 1:7, 7:1. The tenth month is Tevet. There it is, Esther 2:8-16. Tevet. The 11th month is Shavat, Zechariah 1:7. And the 12th month is Adar. Okay? That's how simple it really is. This is not a long study today. I wanted us to go over this. I thought we were going to have some guests, but it's good for us to go over it too. So in closing today, follow the scripture for everything. We don't make up anything. We're not going to make up names. Concerning coming is the Feast of Tabernacles, 8 to 15, Wednesday to Wednesday, Ha'etanim, 15 to 22, and Shabbat Shalom. This is a short study, but I hope you got something out of it. God bless you. I'm going to stop the audio. Let me find it. There it is. May God bless you. May God always be with you and heal you and strengthen you in Yeshua's name. Amen. And I'll stop that.